Congratulations, you. You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast. Yes, you are.
News, lies, society, truth, coverage, information, talking.
Each week, Gatrick Power plunges into the throttling sewer wasteland of modern politics to uncover the hidden kernels of truth no one wants you to see.
So you do admit to escaping the country with all of its mineral reserves in your briefcase?
Yes, I did.
This is the ugly truth on the underbelly of Aotearoa. This is the voice of the unheard. This is Politics Now!
Last Wednesday, the government announced a bold, innovative, and exciting new policy to jumpstart the pockets of those who are doing it tough during this cost of living crisis. Is the government going to implement a universal basic income? Not quite. Is it going to increase beneficiary entitlements? Nearly. How about a tasty fuel discount for community card holders? Well, one can dream. Instead, to boost the bottom line of Kiwis doing it tough, the government is looking to reduce sick days for part-time workers. During a speech at the Pacific Economic Development Agency, Workplace Relations Minister Brooke Van Velden announced that the government is looking to reduce sick leave entitlements in an update to the Holidays Act. That's right. The government's most creative approach to tackling the cost of living crisis is to reduce sick leave for part-time workers. Here, ministers proposed changes to the Holiday Act include changing the current 10 sick days per year entitlement to 10 sick hours per annum for part-time workers. New changes also include zero grievance leave and a new 75% tax rate for those working two part-time jobs. In what has been dubbed as a watershed moment for the gig economy, local boss authority boss executive boss Jonathan Goldfinger says this is a welcome move and is restoring business confidence. Yet Goldfinger also says there's still so much the government can do.
We in the business sector are really proud of the Coalition for Minimising Sick Days, but we're hoping it's the start of a bigger change. We're advocating for the abolishment of the minimum wage, or at least a reduction to $10 an hour, zero breaks including exhaustion, food or toilet breaks. We're game on some active union busting as well. To finish this neat little package of reforms, we in the corporate world want to see the establishment of a private security force who can use any means necessary to keep the rabble-rousers in line.
However, it is not all cherries and rainbows. Snoopy Duper, a reporter for the mathematically minded Times Table Times, was reportedly hospitalized at the event where Minister Van Velden made the announcement. While legacy mainstream media claim that Ms. Duper suffered a stroke, sources close to the harmed journalist informed yours truly that she accidentally looked the minister in her cold, lifeless eyes for longer than 3 seconds. This sustained eye contact caused the minister to place an ancient curse on the reporter. Here's some raw audio we have from that event. Next week on Politics Now. Is the sun really the center of our solar system? Tune in next Monday to find out.
Thank you for listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast. There's heaps more at r1.co.nz.